Hello.
Good evening. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, with which political party are you registered?
Republican,
Democrat? Thank you. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in the Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections? For U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Louis County on Tuesday, August 20th. If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. I have already voted by absentee mail ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not ready. Thank you. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or in vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote?
Ballot, not ballot. Ballot.
Thank you. I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote mail by mail with an absentee mail ballot.
I will vote at my polling place.
Thank you. And what is your age? 18 to 45, 46,
none
55?
None of your business.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school?
Some college.
College graduate with an associate. Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Linda Parts, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? So
I'm
how is her?
Not familiar with her.
Kathy Townsend?
Kathy Townsend? I'm familiar with her reputation, yes.
Are you very favorable?
Unfavorable opinion.
Somewhat. Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And Ken Mascara?
Ken Mascara, I have a favorable opinion of him.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. And Keith Pearson?
Somewhat unfavorable opinion of him.
Thank you. And Richard Del Toro?
Very favorable opinion of him.
Thank you. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
That he can't be trusted.
Thank you. And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
That he's a very good, he has a very good reputation in his field.
Thank you. You now will be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary elections for San Luis County Commission District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Erin Ann Lowry or Linda Parts?
I don't know. I haven't researched either one of them yet. I just got the sample ballot in, and I'll when I get the sample ballot, I go and research each candidate if I'm not familiar with them.
Thank you. But if you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards, Erin Ann Lowry or Linda Parts?
Neither of them. Not until I research.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary elections for San Luis County Commission District 5 were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eudra Macon or Kathy Townsend?
The other one, not Kathy Townsend, definitely not her.
Eudra. And you will say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Eudra Macon?
Definitely.
Thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary elections for San Luis County Sheriff were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Preston Michael DeFrancesco, Keith Pearson, or Richard Del Toro?
Richard Del Toro.
And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Richard Del Toro?
Definitely.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as San Luis County Sheriff?
Neither. I just don't trust him.
So your options will be strongly approve.
I don't approve.
So you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove then?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for San Luis County Sheriff in the past weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate that as well. So a television ad, receive something in the mail, receive a text message, receive a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer, something else, or haven't seen, read, or... Thank you. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for San Luis County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. So a television ad, receive something in the mail, receive a text message.
Nothing.
Nothing. Thank you. You will not be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, before our classification or purpose only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, more moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. What is your main racial background, Asian or Asian American, white or Caucasian, Hispanic, African American, or black?
Caucasian.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation. Have a great day.